Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has come under fire from some within his own party for his view that prostitution should be decriminalised. It's angered some of his fellow Labour politicians. The former Labour deputy, Harriet Harman, was among those to speak out against him. Northern Ireland, of course, has gone in the other direction. Last year it became the first part of the UK, to make it illegal to pay for tax. Laura Watson from the English Collective of Prostitutes. Good morning, Laura.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. The writer and commentator, Emma Wolfe. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Where do you stand on this, Emma?
I don't think any woman should have to resort to selling her body for money. You know, sex is not an industry. It's not a trade. It's utterly demeaning. It's degrading for women. I mean, sharing your body with someone else should be an act of love, should at least be an act of intimacy, if not love. And the fact that these women have to sell, they have to use their bodies for someone else to abuse them in that way for money is, it's just absolutely barbaric. And I can't even believe that in the 21st century, we are still accepting this.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Laura from the English Collective of Prostitutes says to you.
Hi. Well, there's a number of things we would say to that. The first thing is we are a sex worker organisation, and we would say that many of the women in our group have done many other jobs, and prostitution, in compared to those other jobs, was a choice and was just a choice out of a bed set of choices. We don't glamorise prostitution. We don't think it's a fantastic job. But are we more degraded when we're begging or having to skip meals to feed our children than if we go into prostitution to put food on the table? We don't think so. And we think that it's unrealistic to say that, you know, women have all kinds of sex all the time, and sometimes it's for money and sometimes it's not. And this moralistic approach is not helpful and is not the way forward. We think that sex workers' safety and health should be prioritised, and criminalisation has been proven over and over and over again that undermines sex workers' health and safety. And so we want a stop to that. We think that we're very concerned about the violence that sex workers face, but it is not violence in itself. It's violence because the criminalisation pushes it underground, forces sex workers to work in isolation, and also prevents you from leaving if you want to. You know, many women in our group have got criminal records and therefore they can't leave prostitution.
Okay, go on, Laura. Sorry, Emma.
Well, I don't want to criminalise the women who are forced into this. I want to criminalise the men, as in Northern Ireland, which criminalises the buying of sex rather than the selling. And I completely agree with Laura that women shouldn't have to resort to begging in order to put food on the table. What I'm talking about is putting efforts into decent jobs and decent benefits, social benefits, rather than condoning these, you know, the selling of women's bodies. It's the most personal thing. Every single person out there will know, or every single person who's had intercourse will know that it's not something that you do with a stranger for money. It's a horrific thing to think of. And I'm not being moralistic. I promise you I'm not being moralistic. I'm being sympathetic. I'm being a feminist. I'm being sisterly about this. I hate to think of women having to do that. Of course it's demeaning. No one proudly says, oh, I'm a prostitute. You know, calling them sex workers is just gilding the lily.
Laura?
That's very offensive. I mean, the other kinds of jobs that the women in our group have done are zero-hour contracts, long hours for very little money. Sometimes you get paid, sometimes you don't. You know, clean, all the kind of jobs that you can think of. And prostitution has been an alternative to that. And it's not a fantastic job, no, but it's been a better option than the other jobs that women have had to do. And loads of women in our group say that, and that's an overwhelming experience. And we do agree with you that the benefits and alternatives to prostitution have to be looked at, but that should be the anti-prostitution strategy to reduce the numbers of women going into prostitution. We've seen massive increases in the numbers of women going into prostitution because of austerity and because of the cuts, and we want an end to that. But crucially, the criminalisation, even of clients, does not help anybody. It doesn't. All it does is forces women into more danger and isolates women, and it has had such a detrimental effect in Sweden, where it's been since the 90s.
We're going to leave it there. We can continue talking about this on our social media sites after the show today. Lauren Emma, thank you.